Win2 Linux episode number 1. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Randy. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Migrate Home PC from Windows to Linux. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. If you find something you don't like, you can always try another Linux distribution for a while before giving up. However, one of the great advantages of Ubuntu is that it can run on live media, DVD, USB or USB stick, without having to install it on a hard disk. This means that I can try Ubuntu to see if I like the look, test the applications and check the hardware support before making any changes to the computer. If you want to buy a new computer pre-installed with Ubuntu, there are various commercial offers on the market. Even if you opt for a minimalist Linux distribution, all the programs you need for everyday use, including the most popular ones like Skype, Skype for Business and Google Docs, are pre-installed so you can use them. You can install one or more Linux systems on your existing Windows installation and choose which one to run at boot time. There is a comprehensive guide that describes the specific Linux distributions and their specific features in detail. See our guide to dual booting an existing XP installation with Linux Mint for more information. When it comes to distributions that are not based on Ubuntu or Fedora or Manjaro, things can be very different. If you choose the Ubuntu version of Linux Mint, please note that things may look a little different and you will not be able to work through the process. To download Linux Mint, go to the download page and choose the order in which to download it. If you are not sure which version is needed for your computer, you can always choose the 64-bit version. This is a safe bet, and it usually works even on computers, so it is the safest bet. Many people who have a Linux system install free or open source alternatives instead, and you will find Linux compatible versions. If this is not the case, you can run programs like WineVM on Windows software, but if this is not the case, it will cause problems. The reason why upgrading from Windows 7 to Windows 10 will not be right for some is that it is not an easy solution as it can be quite expensive. First of all, you need to purchase a Windows 10 license, and the alternative is more of an amateur effort compared to Windows. If you're hoping to cope with your Windows 7 end of life without money, there's another way to do it. While Microsoft has done a good job of running Windows 10 on older hardware, it is still a modern operating system that may struggle to work well on old Windows 7 machines. If you still use Windows 7 even if you don't like it, it's understandable. If you have an old PC running Windows 7, your hardware may not be good, supported, and you may need to install hardware drivers to maximize gaming performance. There are alternative ways to upgrade, and there is usually a good chance that you can install Linux for free on your PC. You will have a supported operating system that is still receiving updates, but there are no alternatives to this upgrade path. The time it takes to install Linux and update with the latest patches is the process that enthusiasts do to try out different distributions. This process is called distribution hopping, and it is really not a difficult process to install a distribution and know what you are doing. Once you get used to downloading ISO images, creating bootable media, installing distributions, henceforth referred to as distributions, and forgetting or forgetting them, you can easily switch your computer to Linux. Instead, Linux is packaged into many different distributions or distributions, each of which has its own interface and set of features, such as Linux Mint, Ubuntu, Debian, Fedora, and others. It's a fun part of the hobby to explore the bevy of Linux distributions out there, and it's easy to get help when you need it. For your first installation, you probably want something popular and beginner-friendly, so you don't have such a large community to tap into to find your way around. There are a lot of distributions that aim to mimic the Windows layout and functionality of Xorin OS, but they are on the small side. Some can be used in conjunction with Windows, while others use a more minimalist interface and require installing apps from the command line. In this tutorial, I will explain how to install Linux as the sole operating system, and a dual boot installation is available as the installer. Since you want to install Linux Mint on your computer and delete Windows with it, you should make sure that everything is backed up on the computer. Hopefully everything worked out, but by now you probably have at least a basic understanding of how Linux works and how it works with Windows. This was Migrate Home PC from Windows to Linux, by Win2Linux, and this was episode number 1. My name is Randy Mitchell, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.